Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. It's always good to have you join us, even those of you whom I don't know by name. I've never met you before. I have no idea who you are, but you're listening, and whoever you are, I'm really glad that you personally are listening. How's that for sincerity? Well, it is sincere, at least on some levels, because it's a very controversial program that I do. And even if you disagree with me these days, anybody who would even take the time to hear somebody out, that says something to your credit, my friend. And I really do mean that. Well, let's get to it. There's a new law in Texas, a law that was challenged constitutionally, challenged by abortion providers. Now, I should say they don't call themselves abortion providers. They call themselves reproductive health care providers. That's the kind of word exchange newspeak that would make George Orwell proud. Well, I'll call them abortion providers because that's just exactly what they are. Yes, the law was challenged but recently upheld by the Supreme Court, at least for now. This law forbids abortion at the time of an unborn baby's heartbeat, which can be as early as 6 weeks. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to block the Texas law. The vote was 5-4. The liberals dissented. Oh, there's a big surprise. And Chief Justice Roberts sided with them. No less surprising. We get it, Roberts. We get it. You're the new Kennedy. You prove your so-called objectivity by being the swing voter. I'm sure you wear that as a badge of honor. Anyway, good news at least from the other five judges, although it's not over yet. In point of fact, my friends, we'll be dealing with this for a very long time. They still left the door open, saying the abortion advocate challengers failed to adequately explain complex and novel antecedent procedural questions. Don't you love the way they talk? They went on to say, in reaching this conclusion, we stress that we do not purport to resolve definitely any jurisdictional or substantive claim in the applicant's lawsuit. In particular, this order is not based on any conclusion about the constitutionality of Texas's law and in no way limits other procedurally proper challenges to the Texas law, including Texas state courts. I gotta tell you, I am getting so sick of these fine-tuned explanations, which at the end of the day say nothing about the subject. Look, as a general rule, I respect lawyers, I respect judges, I do. But sometimes I feel like I've read enough of these decisions. You know what I'm saying? Babies die while we deal with legalese. The party of the first part, which heretofore ignored the party of the second part, doth henceforth bequeath to the party of the third part. It grows tiresome. Well, never mind. There is a man who has rejuvenated the conversation, making it vibrant and powerful. Hold on to your seats. Dan Rather has weighed in. Yes, Dan Rather himself. I know you've been salivating with anticipation. You've been up at nights constantly checking the internet, awaiting his crackerjack opinion. Well, wait no more. It's here. It's arrived. Dan Rather has offered some commentary that he apparently thinks is quite insightful and extremely clever. Do you have something to write with? Paper? An electric tablet, anything like that? You'll want to take this down. I'm telling you, it's profound stuff. I guarantee, after you hear from Rather, you'll be able to stop processing this in your own mind. Dan, the man, is going to do your thinking for you. Dan Rather, the anchor once trusted with CBS News. Dan Rather, the legend, the myth, the mouth. Dan Rather, commenting on this law in Texas, says, and I quote, "It's worth noting that many of the same people attacking the Biden administration for leaving women's rights behind in Afghanistan are eager to control women's bodies and choices in the United States." Dan, your concern for women's bodies moves me close to tears. I guess you forgot about the bodies of baby women. And now you compare those concerned about the lives of babies with the barbaric Taliban? The Taliban who go door to door raping women and turning them into sex slaves, forcing some as young as 12 into marriage? The Taliban who murder women whose faces and features are not properly covered, who amputate limbs? You, Mr. Rather, are comparing the pro-life community to the Taliban? Have you no shame, sir? Oh, FYI, most leaders of pro-life movements are themselves women. But as a newsman of journalistic integrity, I'm sure you already knew that. And while we're on the subject of women choosing what to do with their own bodies, I'm sure you are standing by every woman in our country who doesn't want the vaccine. After all, it's her body and her choice, right? Oh, wait, no, that's not what you said about the vaccine. You actually said something quite different, didn't you? In talking about any media pundit who speaks against the vaccine, you said, well, here, let me get out the paper and let me quote you. You said that they are indifferent to the fact that those who have the misfortune of listening to them are putting their lives and others at risk. Yes, of course, Dan. You don't view the vaccine as a choice for women to make about their own bodies. The vaccine is a whole different story, right? This time, although it is still the woman's body, it is not her choice. Why? Because by not getting the vaccine, she is supposedly putting other lives in danger, other bodies in danger. Okay, fair enough. A lot of doctors would disagree. A lot of other doctors would agree. The fierce debate rages on, but for the moment, fair enough. At least I will accept that you personally feel that way sincerely. So then, Dan, that's your standard? A person makes choices for their own body unless it endangers the life of another body? Well then, sir, we've come full circle, haven't we? Perhaps you should also be protesting those tiny lives which are not merely at risk, but are being deliberately destroyed. And while you're at it, stop comparing those who think babies have a right to live with lecherous, treacherous jihadists. This is Bob Siegel offering my response to Dan, the man, expert on the Taliban.